Welcome to day 4 of this Holy Week devotional journey. We are following Jesus during the week leading up to his death and resurrection. What did Jesus focus on? What was he concerned with? What does God want us to see? And how will we respond? Let's get started. Before we focus on the scripture, make space to be still and pray. Settle in to the next 15 minutes as you're prompted in different ways, followed by musical space. Let's begin by first taking some time to breathe deeply. Don't skip this practice, but wherever you are, take 5 deep breaths in and out. Now take a moment to cast your cares upon God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 that he cares for us. Do you have any cares, hopes, pain, or lies you need to let go of? Are there people or circumstances to give to God? Take a minute to do just that by praying, "Jesus, I give you." We will be making our way through the Gospel of Luke's account of Jesus' week leading up to his death and resurrection. Before you hear the scripture, one last time, take a few seconds to pause, and this time, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the living and active Word of God. Let's read Luke 22:1-6. The festival of unleavened bread, which is called Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and scribes were looking for a way to put him to death because they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. He went away and discussed with the chief priests and temple police how he could hand him over to them. They were glad and agreed to give him silver. So he accepted the offer and started looking for a good opportunity to betray him to them when the crowd was not present. Let's read these verses a second time from the Message translation. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, also called Passover, drew near. The high priests and religious scholars were looking for a way to do away with Jesus, but fearful of the people, they were also looking for a way to cover their tracks. That's when Satan entered Judas, the one called Iscariot. He was one of the 12. Leaving the others, he conferred with the high priests and the temple guards about how he might betray Jesus to them. They couldn't believe their good luck and agreed to pay him well. He gave them his word and started looking for a way to betray Jesus, but out of sight of the crowd. Before you hear this passage again, what stood out to you? What captured your attention? Usually, this is what God wants you to think about or consider or focus on. If it is only one verse or a phrase within a verse, that's okay. Don't rush. Just take a few seconds and ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight into the Scripture. Again, let's read Luke 22, 1-6. The festival of unleavened bread, which is called Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and scribes were looking for a way to put him to death because they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. He went away and discussed with the chief priests and temple police how he could hand him over to them. They were glad and agreed to give him silver. So he accepted the offer and started looking for a good opportunity to betray him to them when the crowd was not present. Let's also read Hebrews 4:15-16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. The fear of man and being betrayed by those closest to you. All of us have experienced both to different degrees. The fear of man can control our lives and influence our decisions, just like it did with the chief priests and scribes. Fear can do so much damage and keep us enslaved. Fear often drains the hope, power, love, and truth from our lives. Jesus didn't let it control his life. Instead, he faced crushing temptation and hurt, yet remained steadfast, faithful, and without sin. Jesus sympathizes with us. He knows and cares. He is our example not to fear those who can kill the body, but to fear God alone. We have the same spirit of power, love, and sound mind within each of us that empowered Jesus to not fear man or their plot to harm him. Why does being betrayed hurt so much? Because betrayal is often done by those closest to you. Because betrayal violates the trust that usually takes years to build, and because betrayal is confusing and is deeply personal. Jesus had spent 3 years building relational trust, being open, and pouring his life into 12 of his closest friends and disciples, only to be betrayed by one of them for money. Jesus can relate to our betrayal, yet what the enemies of Jesus meant for evil, God used for the most incredible rescue the world has ever seen. Others will betray us, but with the Spirit's help, we can follow the example of Jesus. We can boldly come to God when we need more of Him and His well-timed mercy and grace to forgive and heal. Then we can be empowered over time to trust others again and rebuild healthy relationships just like our Savior. Jesus was honest that we would have trouble, disappointment, and difficulty in this life. Yet, he would overcome the root causes of the fear of man, betrayal, and much more through his death and resurrection. Jesus wasn't blind to the plot to kill or betray him. He knew each was coming. Yet Jesus stayed committed to the plan. The plan to die, rescue, transform, and set us free. What an incredible Savior. Now, pray back to God what stood out to you in a personal way. What insight, challenge, opportunity, promise, or truth stood out? Take some time right now to personalize and pray back to God what He has shown you in today's scriptures. Finally, we want to come away from our time with Jesus in the scriptures with an I will statement. What is God inviting you to do? To practice or to surrender? Remember, we're not saved by what we do, thankfully, but our obedience is vital to be fruitful disciples. Take some time to pray and write down your I will statement. Then share it with someone you trust and who will encourage you to do what God has said to do. Thank you. concludes today's devotion. We hope this deepens your passion to spend time with God. We also have morning gatherings Monday through Thursday at 6:30 a.m. in Midland and Odessa. And please join us for our Good Friday evening service at 6:30 p.m. Thank you for taking this journey with us.